joined us in the past, and I think some of you are new this year. I want to thank all of you for joining us and giving a visit in such a special way. Mr. Cook, one time, was approached by somebody who said to him, he said, I feel like every time I hear you talk, Mr. Cook, he said, you're always talking about Eric Sassel. Everything you say somehow connects to Eric Sassel. So Cook said, you're right. He said, I'll tell you what. He says, because every time I open the Chumash, Avraham Avinu has been promised Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak and Yaakov promised Eretz Yisrael, staying in Eretz Yisrael, leaving Eretz Yisrael for a little time. Am Yisrael taken out of Egypt, so you go to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu's entire job is to get on yourself, Eretz Yisrael, he begs to get it. I feel like whatever you want, Moshe talks. Most of the time he talks about Eretz Yisrael. So I guess he said, I'm in pretty good company. Shimon Schwab writes in Miami Sharifa about the one time he spent Shabbos with the Chofetz Chaim. One time in Shabbos with the Chofetz Chaim. And right, his house. So he said, they're sitting at the table. Imagine, like the Torah of the Chofetz Chaim said, Shabbos table. So this is what he said. So he said, we know that Chazal tells us that whatever the man, you need the man, so whatever flavor you would imagine, whatever flavor you would imagine, whatever you're imagining right now, that's what it tastes like. So, a couple times I said, so what if you had nothing in mind? If you had nothing in mind, what would it taste like? He said, if you have nothing in mind, it tastes like nothing. About the month. You about our session? We can do it, we can act, we can move around, we can chew, we can swallow. But if we don't have anything in mind, it doesn't mean anything to us. If we're not thinking about something, if we don't have aspirations and goals and considerations and thoughts and chesed and nefesh and what does it mean? What am I doing? Where am I going? So it's not going to taste like anything. It's going to be bland. Then the Chofetz Chaim said, it's also true with experiences in your life. And in particular, he said, with the experiences that we see every day, it's Chofetz Chaim talking in the 1920s, that are the Aschal of the Gula, the beginning of the Gula. Chofetz Chaim believed very strongly, already then, he didn't see a state of Israel. He didn't see the God. That even in that time, the world was getting ready for Gula Yera Chavrusa with the book to learn. Halachas of Yehoda, what it means to be a Kohen, the Rosh Kohanim. The time to talk about the fact that he's a Kohen, he's in a certain way to make up. He said, we have things that are happening around us all the time that are telling us that it's time for the Gula. But if you don't pay attention, if you just let them come and go, then they won't have an impact. You won't do anything. Imagine the Chofetz Chaim is living in 2020. Someone came, a cook, was having a conversation with somebody else. He was telling him there's different versions of the story, but I told one version this morning, but I told a different version now. Maybe they both remember. Rav Kook said, this guy is not, it's time to get an Eretz Yisrael. I'm telling everybody all the time that you make out. He said, it's better for you than Eretz Yisrael. So the guy said to him, yeah, 1930s, 1920s. He says, it's so good in Eretz Yisrael. It's pretty bad there too. The Rams, Arabs are killing Jews. It's impossible to find out the heart. So much better in Israel. It's pain and difficulty there too. So Cook said, you're right. But there's two different types of pain in life. He said, sometimes there's pain. The person is sick, chalilah. And they're in pain because they're sick and they're in God. They're ill. And sometimes there's a person who's in pain, and they're in pain because they're having experience. Labor. It's very painful, they said. But that pain is going to lead to something very beautiful, and it's super incredibly amazing. A pain that at the end, the person says oftentimes, it's worth it. It's worth it. Of course it's worth it. Cook said, the pain and tragedy and difficulties and hard things and chutzlaretz. So that's because at some point that's going to end, whenever that's going to be. Chutzlaretz at some point is going to be over. That pain, that tragedy, that difficulty is the type that just leads to something better. The pain and the difficulties, the tragedies, and the horrible things that happen in their struggle all day. They're terrible, and they're painful, and they're awful, and we don't want them. But the beginning of our future. So the book said, yeah, they're both bad. They're both hard. I'll take the arts as well. There's so many awakenings that we've been talking about the last number of months place in Klal Yisrael. And we should all kind of let it come to a head of this show. I feel like it's all coming to this show. Our awakening and our need to be more understanding about Jews, our connection to all types of Jews, our connection to Am Yisrael. And our connection, our feelings, our connection to Eretz Yisrael. We feel different than we've ever felt, many of us. Connection to Am Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael community, not Israel, in a way we haven't felt, many of us, in a long time, maybe ever. And Yibo Hashem is, we said that today, he's screaming at us. Screaming at us. To stay awake. To stay awake. Continue to pay attention, not to lose it. And I feel like Tisha B'Av has given us an opportunity, in a strange way, to solidify those feelings. To remind ourselves not to slip back into the people, into the fighting, into the labeling each other. And also to remind us to hold on to that connection to Eretz Yisrael, each of us in our own way, whatever that means for us in our life. More of a priority, more of a place in our life, more of a place that we think about and go to and consider. And as Tisha B'Av comes to a close, as Hashem, the last Tisha B'Av, we'll just get taken there. But even if we don't, we should not allow Tisha B'Av to end and ourselves to stay the same. Just go back, like we talked about so much. I'll leave that up, just go back to how we were. flavors we have when we eat that manna.